This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I am a fan. I don't believe you're ever a former astronaut. I think, like, much like any other great achievement.
Yeah, you're correct. You've earned it.
You're always an astronaut.
Born January 23rd in Louisville, Colorado, our next guest is an engineer, test pilot, United States Air Force colonel, and a former NASA astronaut who made his first space flight in April 2017 as a flight engineer for Expedition 5152 on the International Space Station. He is an Air Force command pilot with 3,000 flight hours in more than 45 types of aircraft, has spent over 135 days in space with two EVAs totaling 7 hours before retiring in 2018 from NASA to return to Air Force service. In February this year, he oversaw the Odysseus lunar landing, marking the first spacecraft since Apollo 11 to land on the moon, for which this Saturday he will receive the Astronaut Rockstar Platinum Award for his significant contributions to fostering public interest in space exploration. Please welcome astronaut Jack Fisher.
Mr. Jack Fisher, welcome to the show. How are you?
Great. Honored to be on the rock, and nice to talk to you, Johnny.
Oh, listen, you know, I'm a huge fan of the space program, everything we've done, what we'll be doing, guys like you who've been there, brother. I mean, and by the way, is it true, was your first launch when you were 43?
Yeah, I was already kind of old.
But you got there.
It was fun. Hey, and can I just say a shout out to my brother Paul and his family who are all live in Kansas City, and Burns and McDonald, who built our facility. Their headquarters is there in Kansas City.
A lot of
KC ties.
Awesome.
We love the town.
You'll regret telling me that, because that means whenever you come to town to visit your family, sure would be great if you would come by here, let me buy you dinner, and ask you nonstop questions till you're sick of me.
That sounds awesome. I'm in.
Dude, I, you know, obviously so many people love and really revere what we were able to accomplish almost 50 years ago, or 55 years ago. But it's just always been the greatest exploration to me. It was, you know, better than being Columbus, better than being Erickson, better than being the Wright brothers, better than even all these other incredible achievements of exploration around the world. Sir Edmund Hillary is nothing to me compared to when you leave a planet and you go to the vacuum of space in search of where you can go and what you will find, our understanding of it. It's the greatest achievement we've ever known.
Absolutely. What they did in Apollo and just as a country in the 60s with slide rules to conquer Kepler and get us to the surface of the moon, hey, man, that's amazing. What I think was cool about what we were able to accomplish this year at Intuitive Machines is we're just a couple hundred uppity Texans, and as opposed to the entire nation with 4% of the GDP, we built a whole space program for $100 million.
It's unheard
of. And got the United States back to the moon. So
yeah.
I think that's cool in its own special way. And I think space right now is more exciting than it's
look, I pray Elon Musk doesn't go off the rails, because I when I saw him build those rockets, and I first time I saw one land itself, this is 100% true. I had tears in my eyes. I thought, man, we've gone to another place. Like it looked like AI to me. I thought, this can't be real. It is. It's second to none. It's the greatest thing we've ever known. And you know, we're going to go back to the moon now. And I assume the reason we sent an unmanned lunar module up there, the Odysseus, was to, you know, we have new technology. We're using all new stuff. So you send a test and then you'll follow it up with people.
Absolutely. You're trying to reduce the cost of getting to the moon, just like Elon did with rockets.
Yes.
And failing fast, failing forward, he rapidly accelerated space exploration because he reduced the cost and reduced the barriers to entry. We're trying to do the same thing for the moon, so that by the time we put people on top of those rockets, it's going to be cheaper and safer, so that we can pass China and really establish the U.S. and the free world on the moon.
Well, and look, I just hope Elon doesn't go off the rails. Like, I'm like, look, man, do what you do. You're making these killer EV cars. The day I saw the rocket land itself autonomously, I was choked up, because I thought, we have reached a new place. We're now no longer held back by bureaucracy and red tape. Privatization of the space race is going to be this great way to propel ourselves forward, because, you know, hey, man, it's a real job. It's not government work, which I have nothing against the government. That's not my point. It just moves faster in the private sector.
It does, because we're able to take risks. You probably saw all the times Elon didn't land on a barge or the ground.
Of course.
And you walk through our prop shop, you'll see all sorts of engines we've blown up. But we take that, we learn from it, we build another one, we put it on our stand, and a week or so later, we're testing another engine. So it allows us to move quickly. And, man, it's an exciting time in space right now.
I love it. And how long do you think before is it 25 when we're going to put somebody up?
Well, they're talking about 26. I think that might slip a bit. I do know our second lander is going up at the end of the year, and it's going to be souped up. We got a rover. We got a drill that goes into the lunar regolith about a meter. And then this is the coolest part. We got a rocket-powered drone. It flies the lander, goes into a crater. It's going to be a blast.
God, it's going to be so good. I mean, just there's so much stuff to talk about. And tell me this, now that if you're in the private sector, and dude, you really are only 50. Is there a chance you'll go back again? Will you? I mean, you're physically sane in shape. There's no reason you could. We just put Ed Dwight into suborbit, or I guess.
True.
You know?
Yeah, my back's not the best. That Raptor was a hell of a plane, but these aren't city miles. I will have to say, I know you like Harley's. One thing you might like is my organization is production and ops, so we build them and fly them. And our little logo is Bubba the Moon Dude. He has a little get her done hat.
Perfect. And, that's perfect. Have you given one to Larry? Larry's a good friend.
Oh, hey, we can do that.
Oh, well, we'll make sure you get him, but go on.
The Roving Motorcycle Gang, it kind of is the ethos of this company. We got a group of specialists that are kind of inventors and, you know, just all the skills. You know, they can fix everything from an air conditioner to a satellite. And, their little logo, I'll have to send you a copy. It's Bubba the Moon Dude riding a hog on the moon.
Oh.
So kind of cool.
Hey, so you ride as well?
I don't. I haven't. No? I had a hog a long time ago, but not anytime soon.
Dude, I tell you, I'll ride with anybody. It's the closest thing I've got is that exploration, whether we rode to Cabo or Nova Scotia or Fairbanks, Alaska. But it's that same feeling of what's around the next corner over the next hill. And I literally would sell everything I own, empty out the meager bank account for one chance to see what the Earth looks like from space.
Man, it's worth every penny. It takes your breath away, and it changes the perception of what you think is real. It never gets old.
I love it for you. Hey, I mean it. When you come to Kansas City, it would be an absolute honor to buy you and your family dinner.
That would be fantastic. I'd love to do it.
Right. I'm sorry we have short time, Jack. I'm going to put you on hold. Jake's already yelling at me. Stay right there. Hey, for real. Like,
yeah, I'm going to attach that dude to Larry. Well, actually, I'll get attached to this guy, and I'll give it to Larry.
Yeah, but Larry would love that get her done hat for using his phrase with a space program.
He would think
that'll make him be like, well, God dang. Yeah, he'd think that was great, man. I'll tell you, like, guys like that, I love everything my life has ever been. I regret very little in this world. But, man, had there been a chance to go that route,
mm-hmm.
stupid genetics. stupid brain.
You have to love that guy because, once again,
I'm dumb enough to get on the rocket. I'm just not smart enough to drive it.
Like, that guy just comes off like a good dude, a cool guy.
Yeah.
Well, except he's better than all of us. He's an astronaut.
You can be cool when you're sitting around the bar, or you're sitting outside around the fire pit, and you're drinking. Mm-hmm. Everybody's talking. Everybody starts telling stories. One guy's talking about the guy he fought. One guy's talking about the war he was in.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude, he just point up at the moon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about myself. What have you guys done? What have you guys done?
One small step for man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.